Welcome back to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Lisa Singer, and my next guest is Stephanie Wiley. She's the owner of Techstar Physical Therapy, and that's in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey, well, tell me a little bit about Techstar Physical Therapy and really what type of focus do you have there?
Well, we are a physical therapy practice, and we basically treat patients of that are orthopedic related. So we see a lot of patients with knee pain and back pain and shoulder pain, neck pain, anything that's really orthopedic related, we usually can fix it or help with that condition.
I guess my question would be, so if someone has, you know, as you said, neck pain, how do they know if it's a physical therapy kind of thing or a massage therapy or a chiropractor? Like, there's so many different things that you're told. When do you know which one is the right person to see?
Well, you know, I think really you just have to find a person that's going to be good. So you want to find someone that's really going to treat, that's going to really fix the problem, not treat the symptom. So a lot of times, okay. Like, let's say, for instance, we have a neck issue and you have tension in that neck. Well, a lot of times you can go to massage and all of a sudden the symptoms come back again because you haven't really fixed the problem. That's just a symptom of the problem. It's really common for muscles to tense up. So what we really do is sit down and really talk with you and figure out what's going on so that we can really fix the problem. And you can do that through a chiropractor. My big thing is giving people information and education to empower them to fix themselves and teach them what they need to do. So my philosophy is probably a little bit different than a chiropractor, although I think they can do a good job as well. But we really empower people to figure out how to fix themselves.
Right, because if I were to go to, because I always have neck issues and I'm still trying to figure it out, but so if I were to go to you, not only would you try to work out the kinks and not necessarily with massage, but I guess what would you do differently than a massage? Stretches, things like that?
Well, it depends. It depends on what we find. So, you know, if we find issues that are going on within the joint, then we teach you kind of self-joint mobilizations that you can do. And a lot of things, especially with the neck, there's, you know, we ask questions like what makes it better, what makes it worse, and these give us indications on as far as things that you're doing within your life that we need to focus on and figure out and do it better. So if it's
so like... I'm lifestyle.
Yeah, because if you go in and let's say you pull your finger back, and we do injections and we do soft tissue all around it, but if we keep on pulling our finger back, it's still going to hurt. So we've got to figure out what you're doing throughout the day to fix those things, because if you don't, it doesn't matter what we do, they're still going to hurt. Because if your finger's still pulled back, well, it's still going to hurt because you haven't taken your joint out of a position that is bad for it.
Right. So you don't want to just make us feel better at that moment. You want us to be able to do something that's going to finally stop it from happening.
Exactly.
Okay. And so really, when you come to you, it's not only about the work that you do at your office, but I'm assuming we get homework and we
absolutely
have to work on other things.
Yes. I mean, with everything else, I mean, to get healthier, it's about lifestyle changes. And so we've got to figure out what those changes are so that you can implement that into your daily life so that you can start figuring out what you're doing to get yourself better. And then obviously we have exercises that we need to give, because there may be some muscle imbalances and there may be some soft tissues that we need to address, but we look at the whole picture and address what's going on.
Yeah, and I do think that's important, because I think that, as you said, if you just treat the symptom, then it's going to be something that you're going to be dealing with the rest of your life.
Yes, pretty much.
Now, for you yourself, what got you first into physical therapy?
I was an athlete growing up, so I was in the doctor's office all the time with injuries here and there, and so I was really interested in how I could fix myself and what I need to do, and so that really got me into this path, and I love how the body works, and it's amazing how it has an ability to heal. I mean, I'm amazed every day when I see someone and we work on what's going on, and I'm like, it's just amazing that mm-hmm. they get better.
Yeah, no, I agree. I actually had something wrong with my leg years ago, and initially it has to do with my nerve, and they wanted to just put me on drugs, and they're like, okay, exercise will be horrible for you, and to me, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm too young to be stuck on drugs the rest of my life, so I started Googling it, which every doctor's nightmare, I know, but I found that people diagnosed what I had two ways. One was what I was told, and another was physical therapy, and working with it. And to me, I'm like, you know what? This is worth a try. And I went 3 days a week for a few months and it was gone. And I no longer need the drugs. I don't, you know what I mean? So I just think there are other options out there that people need to be open to.
Yep. And I kind of equate our healthcare systems to like taking your car into the shop. So we take our car into the shop now. We hook it up to a computer system and boom, it spits out, okay, this is what these are the seven things that we need to do. Well, are all these seven things problems? Well, probably not, but let's go fix all of it. So we go and hook ourselves up to testing and MRIs and different things like that. And it spits out information, but it's not really what's going on. So it's leading us to unnecessary treatment, drugs, different things like that. When there's so many things that we can do to help ourselves in so many different areas of our health.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, I think especially if it's something where you can, you know, stop yourself from being told this is the way it's going to be for the rest of your life. It's going to become more debilitating. Yep. You're going to be having to be on a drug. Now, I'm not saying that that's always wrong because that sometimes is the way it needs to go.
Yeah.
But
yep.
I think being open or trying other things with doctor's permission, so I'm not telling everyone, you know, I'm not a doctor, but for myself, I do know that this just not, that was not a lifestyle choice I wanted to make at that time. I could have gone back to it without being life-threatening to myself. So I thought that to at least try this out, and it was a lot of hard work. I mean, going 3 days a week to this, you know, someplace for 3 months, it was hard to do. So it is a commitment, and I still have to continue to do stretches and things. So it's something that has become a lifestyle change, but I think that there are options like yourself out there, and that's to me by far the best way to go, so you can be medicine free.
Yep. And we don't always have people coming in 3 times a week, so sometimes, and you know, initially you've got to come in often so we can figure out what's going on and see how your body responds to what we do. But if people are, you know, if they're doing their exercises at home correctly, and then they don't need to come in 3 times a week, because that our big thing is we want to educate people on how they can fix themselves, so that if this does come back, they know exactly what to do to take care of themselves. So we really want to empower people. And we get people all the time that have lost hope in our clinic that come in, and we're able to give them hope back, because that's what they've been told. There's nothing you can do. I hear that time and time again. I've had people that were on the table that had surgery for their back, and they were like, I don't want to do this. And they came into our office, and 2 weeks later, they're feeling good again. So there's a lot of stories like that.
Right. And to be able to, like, you know, because I'm sure initially maybe there's some pain involved with what they're doing with you, and that probably scares them off. But if they just stick it through, then, in, as you said, in a couple of weeks, they're going to see changes. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, going, you know, being open-minded to it and trusting it. Because I do see, I saw with my mom, she had knee surgery, and it was so painful for her that it scared her to do physical therapy. But when she finally did it, she felt so much better.
Yeah, well, and there's education that comes with that, because there is a good kind of pain and there's a bad kind of pain. And so really giving people education on, describe how that feels, where's your pain location? Ah, it's not on my leg, but now it really hurts in my back. Well, that's actually a good thing. So, and explaining why that is. And so then it makes it less fearful for them, and then they understand.
Yeah, no, I agree. And Stephanie, thank you. I think that it's really helpful for people to have a better understanding and just to know what their options are, and not to, you know, feel like, well, this is just, I'm going to be in pain for the rest of my life. So I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Thank you for talking with me this morning. Again,
thank you.
For everyone, I'm speaking with Stephanie Wiley. She is the owner of TechStar Physical Therapy, and that's in Dallas, Texas. And if you want to find out more about Stephanie and maybe you need her services, just go to her website, and that's www.techstarpt.com. Again, that's TexStarPT.com. And you've been listening to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I'm going to take a quick break, but when I return, my next guest is Sharon Cruz. She is the owner of Care Packs and Company, and that's in Waycross, Georgia. So stay with us.